This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump said Wednesday that he canceled a planned trip to Denmark because he didn't like the way the Danish prime minister described the suggestion of the United States buying Greenland. As VOA's Steve Herman reports, Trump said he felt Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen's characterization of the idea as absurd was an insult to the United States.
Speaking to reporters on the White House South Lawn, President Trump said he did not like having his idea to buy Greenland being called absurd by Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen.
She's talking to the United States of America. You don't talk to the United States that way, at least under me.
Trump had planned to visit Denmark early next month, flying there from Poland. He had been formally invited by the Danish Queen. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The Trump administration on Wednesday unveiled new rules that would allow officials to detain migrant families indefinitely while judges consider whether to grant them asylum in the United States. Kevin McElneenan is the acting Secretary of Homeland Security.
The new rule establishes a high national standard for care of children and families in custody, allows the government to keep families together for fair and expeditious immigration proceedings, restores integrity to our immigration system, and eliminates the incentive for children to be used or exploited to enter the United States.
The new rules, which are certain to draw a legal challenge, would replace a 1997 legal agreement that limits the amount of time U.S. immigration authorities can detain migrant children. The agreement is generally interpreted as meaning that families must be released within 20 days. The new Trump administration rule is due to take effect in 60 days, but that deadline will likely slip as it will probably be challenged in court. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio